Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
We're in person? Oh, boy. And I'm out of the basement? There's a guy mowing the 18th green. I'm already distracted. Edition. Oh, we got some fun stuff that we're doing right now.
Is this where we normally set up? Because we've been out here now 5 or 6 years.
So,
Are you going to get in the video?
I don't want to. My knee is really stiff from the drive, so I'm kind of standing for a little bit, but I will sit at some point. But yeah,
I'm gonna stand too. So
my knee is
we'll
stiff.
Fix the video. We'll push it back. We'll all stand up. Jesse,
no, Jesse, you
no.
Keep
I
sitting.
Like to stand. My energy's better. All right, we're forget it. I'm ready to go home already. It is Wilde and Tausch live from the bog for the 2024 Delzer ESPN Wisconsin Open. I believe we have a shotgun start at 10 a.m. All the stars of the ESPN Wisconsin Galaxy are here, including Wilde and Tausch.
Whatever we can do to accommodate Jesse.
Next segment, I'm going to be standing up so you can stand back up. I'm Jason Wilde, normally in Green Bay. Today, though, I am at the bog alongside Jesse Nelson, who is out of the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. We've got Hunter Vaughn, the king of Gerald Ford trivia, in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. Hi, Hunter.
Hello.
And sitting down with his bulky knee that is stiff from the drive,
yeah.
He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
So, rode down here with my old buddy, Jelly, and probably the best ride. He went fast. I turned the air conditioner down. It was too chilly, and Jesse turned it back up. So, IPT, I can't touch the – like, if he's driving, it's his car.
What? It's his car. It's not a station vehicle.
Nope,
it's
his car.
It's my vehicle.
And by the way, he's driving. It's his deal. Like, driver needs to be comfortable.
Oh, really?
He's focused. Well, you're not comfortable?
Well, you didn't ask. You just, you just did it. You just turned the air off.
But I didn't mess with the radio. Listening to you on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, it was pretty good.
Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, I thought I had a good segment there. We should replay some of it because I don't usually have an opinion otherwise.
I don't know. What was your opinion? Was that great?
The weather.
That was invigorating. I thought I was listening to Chuck Shortino for a minute talking with Niznanski about different cloud formations. It's pretty dark out there. It might snow, might rain out there. Yeah, you got
2 hours and 56 minutes to go.
Very critical of the weather talk.
I mean, you know, times are tough when you're talking weather, right? Like, we understand.
It was a 17-minute segment.
Don't count the time. Make the time count.
I thought I did, with the exception, apparently, of the last 30 seconds that irritated you.
I wasn't irritated.
But I thought the conversation about this idea that, you know, overpaying Jordan Love is A-okay, and it was based on something that Homer and John Anderson were talking about on their show, and Jen, Gabe, and Chewy played it for me. I still think that Brian Gutekunst and Russ Ball believe that it is their responsibility to get the best deal possible so they have money to spend elsewhere. I don't think they're willing to just write the blank check for Jordan Love and say, hey, He's worth every
penny,
no matter what it is.
What's considered a blank check then, though?
I don't know what that is, because David Mulugeta doesn't really return any of our calls.
Sure.
So I don't know where that conversation is at, other than to say that the idea that you just give him the sun, the moon, and the stars because you believe in him, I don't think that that is the way the Packers operate.
They don't. And nobody said that's what they're going to do. But the price of doing business is the price of doing business.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to win structure. Jordan will win to a certain degree on the other side of it, and everybody's going to be happy.
Well, that was it was a little more nuanced than that, listened to on the radio on the drive down.
How much more nuanced can I get?
You're not new. You're a lot of things.
You don't think I have nuance?
You're not the most nuanced person.
What do you think you are?
We don't have time for that, but if I ever get a therapist, we can work through that there. Are you playing golf today?
No.
Are you retired from the golf game because of your knee?
No, I still play. I got a baseball practice I got to be back for. It's our last one of the season. We have games.
Is there ice cream 100 after?
Point, no. 100.5 has a big semifinal game tonight, or a quarterfinal game. They have a quarter, and if they win, they play in the semis.
Okay.
And if they win that, we'll play on Thursday to kind of wrap up the season. So I'm not missing 100.5's playoff game.
Chasing a chance.
Wait a minute. I thought Thursday was when I was umpiring, and you're getting the whole squad from Lake Country together.
I ain't going to lie to you. The energy level from certain people are not high enough to go, I want to do it. It ain't going to happen. But we are going to get you in this. He says, there's a pickleball tournament in Sun Prairie this weekend. I walked over there, definitely good enough to play. So I put, we got our Danny Hannon and Chad Scott and Gloose, and there's four or five guys. They're going to play, and I am not even going to ask Maddie to go tape. I'm going to get up and tape it, and I will video it, and we'll provide it for whatever we're going to put on. I know we don't have Twitter anymore, but something of that nature.
We still have Twitter. We're working through some challenges on the Twitter front from your guy Elon Musk. All right, I am very curious, though. What is the scouting that you did in advance of the tournament? Like, did they have, like, a bunch of
– No, there's a tournament in SP.
The tournament was taking place – the pickleball courts, there's, like, 10 of them. They're right down the road from our house.
What's your address?
So, we walk over.
What's your annual income?
We're dog-sitting on Saturday night, so we walk
– Jesse got into it. He told me his annual income. It's pretty impressive.
We walked
– very well. Very well.
It's like an NFL right tackle.
I don't remember.
Very, very well.
Must have been when the air was off. We were dog sitting on Saturday night, so Mo and Peyton, we walked.
So wait, is this the buddy that leaves his dog with you for like 3
months? No, this is a different one. Peyton's a little corgi. You'd love Peyton.
Peyton Manning?
No, named after Walter Peyton. They're big Bears fans.
Sweetness.
Oh. So we walked them over to the pickleball courts where the big tournament was taking place, and we're like, let's just go see some of the pickleballers. And, you know, Becca wanted to go see, like, what the best of the best look like, and of course, I wanted to scout the competition.
Best of the best of Sun Prairie.
Yeah, and I'm watching. I'm not impressed. I could hold my own for sure against the people participating in that tournament on Saturday.
Well, three or four of these guys participated on Saturday. So
great.
You're
That's
putting
good
your money where
me.
Your mouth is. Yeah, it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. We'll organize something.
So what exactly are we doing here today?
Well, it's the ESPN Delzer Open.
The Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Wisconsin. Open.
What did I say?
Not that.
Okay.
I meant, what are the three of us doing here together today? Mm. Like, I feel like when we get together, we're so much better when we're in three separate places.
Definitely.
And I'm already getting this vibe of we've the air conditioning, a pickleball tournament, softball and baseball practices. Like, I feel like I just want to know, what is there something you are really eager to talk about today, or are we just going to stream of consciousness it?
No, I mean, there will be a stream of consciousness, but that's not going to be any different than when we're not here, when we're in different places. Like, it's going to be – I mean, there will be more stimuli, I would think. But
there is definitely more stimuli. Well, we're excited to be together. We're really excited to be out here at the Bog. How many times have you played this course?
A bunch. Fun track. Difficult.
Have you played it well?
Probably not.
Could I break 200 here?
Not a ton of water. Where you're going to get in trouble, and why Loch LaBelle is a great fit for you, is that there's not going to be a ton of trouble. You're going to have to hack out of woods or out of, like, long grass.
Sure.
You need to you can't have tee shots over water where you have to re-tee and constantly do that. That's why I think 200.
Like Costner and Tin Cup.
When you have to keep re-hitting. Like, if you just take drops lateral, you will break 200. But if you're playing the bull
or if you're playing
the bowl was ugly.
The bog, there are a lot of places to be out of bounds here too. So I think here would be, if I'm you, next year, no more excuses. Anytime, any day.
Well, it's not excuses. It's just reality. I still haven't sworn.
You said Maddie loves playing golf.
Yeah, she goes to practice twice a week.
It's helicopter
the show.
You helicopter to
death. You do the show from her practices?
Yeah.
Well, then I can't hit balls anyway.
You got breaks. Go out and hit a couple balls.
Every commercial break, I'm out there hitting drives. That's a good idea.
Please get on that.
Yeah, what is wrong with that?
I don't think their course has good Wi-Fi, but we'll figure something out so I can get my work in. All right. Apparently, there was a home run derby last night.
There was? Yeah.
Yeah, I got to admit, way too long.
Still too long.
Yeah, of course, he's got
it. Was there a pitch clock?
I had Kiko Alonso in the prize picks last night, 0.5. He did hit one.
Pete Alonso.
Pete Alonso.
Celebrity and home run derby with NFL linebackers.
Alonso.
Kiko's a more fun name. Pete Alonso, right. And he hit his one. So now I had to put that entry along with another WNBA entry because at this time of the year, there wasn't anything else going on last night. I was going to do season. NFL season, there's some entries, opportunities, and one of them was Jordan Love, only 3,900 yards throwing the football.
Only?
I feel pretty confident
he had four. He had 4,100 last year, and he was terrible in the
first
half of the season.
That's my point, but I didn't want to wait for the full
season. Well, he said only.
I didn't want to wait for the full season. I'm not
Josh Jacobs.
So I am going to do a couple of full seasons as we get closer to it. I want to make sure everybody's staying healthy and things of that nature and whatnot. But too long, this should not be like some rapid fire. Just give them 10 outs, and you're done. If it's 10 swings, and that's it. So way too long. The National Anthem singer. So here's how I didn't even know it was on. And then I looked at my little Twitter deal, and it's like, oh, this is the worst national anthem of all time. I said, well, there's nobody worse than Carl Lewis. But Carl Lewis is the gold standard of bad national anthem.
Yeah, and 50 Cent is the gold standard of bad first pitches.
Oh, I don't know. There have been a bunch of bad first pitches. But, yeah. And then I think Roseanne Barr was really bad at singing, too.
Yeah.
So you combine those two. I didn't think she was that bad.
Who is she?
I don't know who it was.
Not
Whitney Houston, I can tell you that.
R.I.P.
I forget what her actual name was here.
Okay, just
really good.
Super helpful.
I had it on the tip of my tongue.
I want you to take a nap. I want to make sure you're nice and rested for my drive home.
Go back.
All right. Well, did you have anything more on the national anthem, or was that the end of the story?
Listen, I like Darren Revelle, but he tweets something out like 99.9% of the people would sing worse. Get out of here. First of all, half the population would never do it. They're scared to blank to go any up there.
Indeed.
And to say that she is a professional singer. Jesse told me on the drive up, she's professional.
Ingrid Andress.
Andress
name.
Galarraga.
Yes. Galarraga, big cat.
Yeah.
Big cat DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio.
She has been nominated
for Marilyn Monroe.
Nominated for multiple Grammys.
Marilyn Manson.
It was not great. I'm not going to lie to you. It was not good. And then the more you listen, it's worse. But it's nowhere in the same ballpark. And if you're going to do something, either be really good or stink at it. She stunk.
A or an F.
And she was an F.
I don't think that logic applies to the national anthem, though.
Well, like, it seems like it
when
does.
When we talked about the Major League Baseball All-Star festivities and how it was a great opportunity for baseball to get some extra national exposure for its young stars, I don't think what they had in mind was Ingrid Andress botching the Home Run Derby national anthem last night.
Yeah, well, you might be wrong.
Christina Aguilera botched the anthem at the Super Bowl.
She's a genie in a bottle.
Baby. But she did not get all the words right, if I recall correctly. I believe Aaron Rodgers was out there like turning the guys going, did she just sing the wrong words?
Would you rather be totally off key or just butcher the words?
I would rather mess up the words but hit all the notes.
Would you do a national anthem?
Sure.
I would too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want
the high notes are a problem.
Well, yeah, but you can, like last year with headlines.
Modulate the key.
Yes. Figure out where your range is and stick within that range.
Well, I look forward to the next year of headlines. I'm sure you've got something in store. I also look forward to you telling me about Pella Windows and Doors
of Wisconsin.
I gave
you a day off.
Who is scheduled to appear at Wilde and Tausch headquarters in Green Bay on September 13th.
Ooh. Oh, very good. Well, you better get that deal in, and I hope you got a dad joke because I gave you a day yesterday. So now is that time for this good dad joke.
Why should you never tell a joke to a duck?
Something about quacking, I bet.
Because they'll always quack up.
That's a good one.
Pretty good. I'd shade and bake that, no doubt about it. I like duck, too. You guys like duck meat?
I'd never eat.
A little dry.
Duck? Yeah,
a little dry.
Orange on there. Yep, shade and bake. My mind is on windows, though, because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they have a fantastic deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Pella completes the installation. No mess, no hassle, leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends July 31st. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
So, you guys know I like Davante Adams a lot.
No.
Yeah, I do. I'm kind of irritated with him when he basically said that Netflix isn't paying him to come on our show, so I don't know if we're going to get him or not.
Sure.
But your guy, Greeny, on Get Up?
Yep. He wants him at the Jets, huh?
Dan Orlovsky, definitely your guy, not my guy,
yep,
on Get Up. Now all of a sudden we're talking about Davante Adams to the Jets?
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to be talking about Davante Adams to the Jets, but, man, I'm ready for actual football to be practiced.
Do you think that the Packers and Jordan Love's development, we all said it would have been great to have Davante on the team to help Jordan grow?
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know if I agree with that. We will discuss that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
On Monday, not a sound. On Wednesday, might get loud. On Friday, but on Saturday, we paint the town. Lose my sense of time or two. Weeks feel like days, medicated in the afternoon.
All right, the big teaser.
A lot of moving parts here at the Delzer ESPN. All right.
So it is the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open live from the Bog. Excited with all the great partners we have out
here.
It's
great to see the team, too. Jen and Gabe and Chewy. We, you know, don't get to run into everybody all that often.
Yeah, it's like a scene right out of a movie. It's a beautiful thing.
Feels like a squad that's always got my back.
Yeah, we got to make sure everybody gets their opportunities to compete.
Nobody had your back yesterday.
No. Who didn't have their back?
Oh, yeah. We did not have your back.
We would have cut you from the team if it was last night. Not that we would ever cut Davante Adams, but I will say this. There was a faction of Packer fans, Jason Wildy, that thought, you better keep Davante. Even if you get rid of Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love needs that veteran wideout that is going to help him in his development. And I think that was a very reasonable take at that time. But
well, wait a minute now. Let's at least get the timeline right here, okay?
Okay.
He plays the 21 season on the final year of his contract. They trade him on St. Patrick's Day 2022. And then they play a season with Aaron Rodgers as the starting quarterback with their number one wide receiver, Alan Lazard.
Okay.
And obviously the three draft picks of Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, and Samari Toure. We get to 2023. They've somehow moved on from Alan Lazard, their number one wide receiver, and allowed him to sign with the Jets. And now it's Youthapalooza.
Yep.
Now, I think by the time that it occurred, the argument I was making was not they should have Davante Adams on their team anymore because he was long gone. I believe the argument I was making was they could have used a guy like Mercedes Lewis who doesn't cost them anything and would have helped those tight ends acclimate to the NFL. And I turned out to be wrong on that because they didn't need Mercedes Lewis at age 57.
So, well, first off, that's rude. He's not 57. He's, what, upper 40s. But
40.
Here's
going
on 57. I think we initially, when it was, well, should they pay Davante? Well, you don't know what's going to happen with Rodgers. And, you know, what's Rodgers' contract situation? And I thought the thing was you don't let great players walk out of your building. And typically, I totally agree. But third contract. Davante was, at that point, taking up a lot of oxygen when it comes to balls being thrown. And, you know, how does that help you more as a quarterback to have that one guy or to spread it around and kind of go through your reads? I understand both sides of that argument. I would think early on, it's probably nice to have somebody you know you can go to. But in order to really grow, and I know in talking with Brett back in the day with Sterling Sharp, I think he felt it was a kind of a burden after a while. It's like, I got to make sure Sterling stays happy. Sure, they felt that way with Devontae, and would Jordan have felt that way? So in the long run, again, I'm not just saying this because I'm a Goody stan.
Yes, you are.
Goody got it right. And in a world where they can't trade Brandon Ayuk for anything more than a third-round pick is what the reports were, what did they get for Devontae Adams again, Jace? What did the Raiders pay?
A first and a second.
A first and a second? Mm-hmm. No. Jason, a first and a second?
Working on, like, your acting skills something? What is that?
Did Goody get a first and a second for Devontae on the last year of his deal?
Yeah.
And he was a lot older than Brandon Ayuk, right?
He was 28 or 29.
Interesting. So can you just say Goody got it right?
No.
Can you, though?
No, you can't say that.
Why not?
You can't say that. Because, look, I love the we don't have a number one wide receiver conversation. We've been having it for months. We will see if one of these guys develops into that guy. I see more and more people. I see Mina Kimes is on the Dontavian Wicks bandwagon. I'd like to welcome her and Greg Cosell and everyone else to the bandwagon that I've been driving for a while. That's great. Mm-hmm. And no one likes Dontavian Wicks more than me, other than maybe
Tony Bennett might.
Okay. The reality is that we don't know how things would have played out had they kept Devontae Adams. We don't know how they would have played out in 2022, and we don't know how they would have played out last year. Now, the fact that all these guys got to grow together, the first seven games, we were questioning whether that was the right way to go. Mm-hmm. It turned out it was, and he deserves a ton of credit for that. I am not taking away credit from Goody for that. But the idea that it is so clear-cut now in so many fans' and some analysts' minds that they are better off without a number one receiver because that's the world they live in. I'm sorry, I just don't buy that. The reason why Devontae Adams' numbers were high volume in terms of how many targets he was getting during the 2021 season, his last year here, is that they didn't have anybody any good at wide receiver beyond him.
Well, how much different was it than 2020 than 2021, though?
In 2021, their top wide receivers, their top pass catchers were Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones, Alan Lazard, A.J. Dillon. Randall Cobb was fifth on the team in receptions with 28.
That ain't great.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who I know some might argue.
How'd he do in that Tampa championship game?
One-trick pony.
How many catches in that Tampa championship
game? Well, all I know is in the 2021 season, which was the year after that Tampa game, he had 26 catches.
Yeah, what'd he do in that Tampa game?
Josiah DeGuara had 25 catches. So Rodgers won that MVP, whether he deserved it or not, with Adams doing the lion's share of the pass catching. In 2020, when he won the MVP, their leading receivers were Adams, followed by Robert Tonyan, Aaron Jones. Valdez-Scantling had 33 catches. Mm-hmm. Alan Lazard, Jamal Williams, Jace Sternberger.
Wow. Very good UFL player. Hey, very good UFL
and
player.
And then Swervin Irvin is next with 11 catches.
Swervin Irvin is still one of the low points in Packers history. In
the issue here is that they didn't have Devontae Adams as a one with really good twos and threes that you would want to throw the football to.
Well,
if you had a young Christian Watson, let's say you bring back Adams, and again, I know that I'm a Devontae Adams stan, but you bring him back in 2022, and Christian Watson gives you the production, or Romeo Doubs gives you the production, and then you move on from Adams.
Yep.
Then those guys have had a year to learn from him,
Oh, boy, you know what you're leaving out of this equation? They don't get Christian Watson. They don't have the picks to get him if they don't have to get rid of Devontae. You're forgetting that piece to the pie.
They did have to trade up to get him.
You're forgetting that little piece of said pie.
That doesn't mean that they don't make other trades. Well, maybe they trade Rasul Douglas.
So all of that, and you could say, well, the 2022 season was lost. Because there was, and that
all I'm saying
fair.
Is that they didn't have any other good wide receivers. I like Alan Lazard, the goon, as they affectionately called him, was a great blocker, and he's a three at best. The fact that Jesse compares Romeo Doubs to him is criminal. Romeo Doubs is far better than him.
Thank you.
They didn't have, nobody loves Randall Cobb more than me. Randall Cobb,
You ever get sick of just saying, nobody loves us? Well, I can assure you, we have nobody loves me more fatigue. I know you have Jordan Love contract fatigue. Nobody loves Dontavian Wicks more than me. And nobody loves Ryan. You just said it four
times. It's 9:29.
You just said it
four times. Nobody dislikes Tausch more than me.
You just
said
it four times.
Right. But my point is that these are guys that I would be very, very supportive of. But the fact that I would sit here and go, the fact that Randall Cobb was your three, like at where he was those last 2 years, they brought.
Hey, talk
Goody
to
didn't even want him on the team.
Talk to your boy.
I understand that, but that's what I'm saying in terms of how that position had been allowed to die on the vine.
Well,
there had not been the investment.
What's the storm shelter one? That was such a great line.
And I wish we got to go back in the archives. Whoever had that analogy
was great.
Deserves so much credit.
And by the way,
give them credit
by the way, I know there's. I was listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. There's doing these preppers packages at. Well, I'm not going to say which grocery chain. A preppers package. That's what Goody did. And by the way. He got fresh meat in there. He got waters. His preppers package, which he nailed it. But you're right.
But he left the shelves empty.
The shelves were empty. Yeah. But his
for
prepper
2 years.
No. 1 year. His prepper package came up. Wow, I
we
can't
just
believe
read the receivers in 20 and 21.
Yeah, they went
Equanimeous to the NFC St. Brown had 7 catches in 2020.
Oh, no, great.
It was one of his draft picks.
Should have had him on.
Amon-Ra, yeah, that would have been great. All I'm saying is it's worked out well. He deserves tons of credit for picking good wide receivers and tight ends. I don't think you can make the argument you're making, though, that Davante Adams would have stunted Jordan Love's growth.
I didn't say he'd stunted his growth. I'm saying they got it right. I'm not saying Jordan Love would have not had a good year last year without Davante. All I'm saying is. You'd be in this position where Davante is now 32, whatever, however old he is. You're going to pay him again, or you don't have this stable. Because Goody said it last year. You have to give guys opportunities. And even if it's maybe not the right time, you have to let them grow together. You remember that quote?
Yes, I just referenced it earlier. Nobody loves that quote more than me.
With Davante, you're not going to give that growth because he takes up a lot of nutrients and water. You're not going to have vines of tomatoes growing everywhere because over there, there's a big old garden full. He is the farmer's market. So then you have to think, all right, do I really want to plant all these seeds, nurture and do all this, and wait 6 months to get this bumper crop, or I'm going to go to the farmer's market and say, oh, there's a box of tomatoes. Let's go grab them. I can make a nice mozzarella salad. Yeah.
You cannot make that argument.
I just did, and I did it well.
He went farmer's market on you.
Just tell us about Johnson & Sons paving so we can move forward with our time here
I
at
just
the
think,
Bog.
I just think, and again, you're playing the results, which I know is easy to do. But you can't sit here and tell me you got 2 picks. You weren't going to pay Davante what he wanted, right?
Davante Adams was a first-team All-Pro with Jimmy G and Derek Carr. Like, that's the level that he continued to play at.
Mm-hmm.
Again, does that, if he's got 3 guys covering him, does that make Romeo Doubs, who was a 4th-round pick, so you can't say they couldn't have gotten him, because Christian Watson, as good as he is when he's been on the field, has not been on the field frequently enough to say that they couldn't live without him because they've sure. lived without him a lot. They could have gotten Dontavian Wicks in the 5th round because that's where they got him. They could have gotten Jaden Reed in the 2nd round last year, whether they had Davante Adams or not. He had not stocked the wide receiver cupboard. And when you don't have good wide receivers and you have a great wide receiver, you throw him the ball more often. But the idea that Davante Adams can go through a video clip and point to the 3 guys guarding him, and that's not going to make life easier for Romeo Doubs or Dontavian Wicks or Samari Toure or Grant Dubose or Malik Heath or Bo Melton. Those are all guys they still could have had on this football team. He deserves credit for adding all those guys because they are all varying degrees of good wide mm-hmm. receivers. So you can't say that they couldn't have had success with both a bunch of young guys with talent and an absolute stud. And this idea that we keep perpetuating that they're better off without a number one wide receiver, good. Then I hope if you're a Packers fan that believes that, that you hope that none of these guys emerge to become a number one wide receiver. So they all just continue on the same plane, and they're all singing Kumbaya, and they're all getting paid about the same amount of money. And then when they all hit their end of their contracts, you don't re-sign any of them. You just replenish through the draft. And let me know how that works out and if that sustains things.
Okay, I will.
Now, tell me about Johnson & Sons Paving.
Summer is here, but before you know it, you're going to be prepping for winter. Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure you're ready by remembering the 3 hours of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes, and replace if there's that constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Again, when I was out on the job site grinding in that heat and I saw a little water, what the boys did, they went over with their paver and they made sure the grade was there so the water was flowing away from the building. Make sure you don't have a bad parking lot that'll scare your customers or tenants. Get it fixed up. Connect with Johnson & Sons Paving to fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
We will roll on live. God, I really got kind of irritated there.
You did?
I don't even know. It's because you love Devontae. I get it.
No,
it's no, you love him. And by the way, great football player. Great football player. But it was time.
I just think you're
you made a move, and the move worked.
Whether or not it was time was not the debate we were having.
But the move worked.
Pretty good take by you, too, by the way.
Thanks. No, the take is good, and there is not one Packer fan here that doesn't hope Dontavian Wicks becomes Devontae or Christian Watson becomes Devontae. We all want that.
I don't know if they do.
No,
I think
they
want
do.
Everybody to be we're all going to share. It's all going to be equal playing time. It's going to be like second-grade basketball. Everybody plays the same amount of time. They get the same amount of shots, and everyone's going to be happy. Everybody's going to live in harmony. We'll see what happens at the wide receiver position. I believe someone will become him. I don't know who that's going to be.
You think it's Wicks.
But someone is going to become him.
You got 13.
And then we'll see how the dynamic works. Nobody loves Wicks more than me. Nobody loves the Bog more than me. We are live from the Bog for the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
Wisconsin's all-time sack leader is finally a Hall of Famer.
Dalla led the Big Ten, always revved up to come off that corner.
Congratulations to ESPN Madison's Tarek Salah, proud member of the UW Athletic Hall of Fame Class of 2024.
On live from the Bog for the 2024 Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. So you're not actually playing golf.
No. Are you?
No. Because I promised that my next round would be at Lac La Belle.
I'll let you break
the birthplace of my game, rebirth of my game.
I did want, like, I was planning on staying here all day.
Well, you could have. I told you I was going to drive. I could drive.
No, separate. You're like, oh, I need a ride. And then I'm like, yeah, I'll ride with the old T. And then he's like, I got to be back by 1:45.
I do.
Like,
well, here's the deal.
We're in and out.
I got a proposal for
the
you.
The show ends at noon.
Yeah, it's an hour and 20 minute drive back. So gives me 15, 20 minutes to do a little mingling, say hello, grab my sandwich, and call it a day. Here's the deal. I will drive your rig back and just ride back with Maddie.
No.
Why?
I will drive your rig back as if Jesse's tooting around in an 18-wheeler.
I don't want to stay with Maddie all day. Now I got a commitment. I've made my plans around you coming.
No. Maddie said that she'd give you a ride back. So, yeah, we'll make that happen.
I don't think you talked to her at all.
I did. Then it'll be fun. I don't know why you do this, but continue.
I don't like other people driving my car.
Jesse, what do you drive? What's your license?
it's a Honda Civic from the great team at Zimmer Honda.
I think we parked in Horicon, so we ended up walking.
Jeez.
So since I've had enough of our Devontae Adams conversation, I would like to pivot, if I may, to who is Jaden Reed your guy? Are we staking our claims here? What? Like, who is your – we love the fact that we don't know who the number one wide receiver is going to be. You can debate till the cows come home whether or not they need one or not. I believe one will emerge whether they want one or not.
So the question I have, because we've pounded this point, and I think we all have ideas. I think Jaden Reed is going to be the guy that ends up with the most catches. I think Christian Watson, if healthy, will be the most impactful. That's how I view this. So it's kind of a wildy answer in the respect that it's a little hedgy, but it's not.
How is it
but
not?
But the real quick, because I think Christian Watson is going to be the guy that is down the field and get The question I have is if you could pick right now, because, as you said, there's a lot of moving parts. We don't know who's going to emerge. If we could pick right now, we have a Tyreek Hill at wideout or a Travis Kelce turn tight end. Number one stud. You only get one. Give me the stud tight end, and I'll make the rest work.
Why?
Gronk, Kelce. You start looking Kittle. You start looking at teams that have had a ton of success. Yes, San Fran had Depot. Kansas City won last year with MVS.
They did.
Okay.
And their defense was really good.
My dad has used this philosophy when we do our little
so
playoff.
So my point is, give me the number one tight end over. If I could pick right now, give me a stud tight end. A, it's going to be cheaper, and B, I just think they can make a monster impact on a game, even more so than the Tyreek Hills or one of those guys.
So did you see that when you were playing with JerMichael Finley and there was nobody that could guard him?
I am telling you right now, JerMichael Finley was someone that scared the living blank out of people. I can remember that Pittsburgh Steelers game where we struggled in the beginning of the game and we basically just said, "JerMichael, just go." And JerMichael had, I think, like 180, 200 yards receiving. They doubled him. No, don't worry about it. So I have seen if he was able to stay healthy, it was going to be.
He is one of my biggest what-if players.
It was going to be such a nightmare matchup. And I always tell you guys, you need to have players that we, on a Wednesday, would look at and say, don't let this guy wreck a game. Troy Polamalu, Julius Peppers. Offensively, you want the same thing. The defense saying, where's JerMichael? Mm-hmm. Where's old boy? Because we cannot let this guy beat us. Because to Jason's point on Devontae earlier, that's how you end up getting these other guys to develop and grow is that, hey, man, I'm on one-on-one versus the number three corner. I got to win.
Right.
You don't get that all the time if you don't necessarily know what the coverage. You also dictate coverage and make it very easy on a quarterback to read things because you know they ain't going to run this. They're not going to go man-to-man with Devontae out here. They're not going to go man-to-man with JerMichael. They're going to have to roll coverage and do some things. So it's an interesting – I would love to see Musgrave or Kraft emerge into being a – alt like a not, it's not fair to say Gronk or Gonzalez or – but if that's what we got to pick from, give me that.
We will talk more about which of those players you see having the capability of evolving into that and how far they have to go before they're there. Coming up next, live from the Bog and the Delzer ESPN Wisconsin Open. Speaking of great things that ESPN Wisconsin is going on, the Fantasy Football League is returning, and it all starts with the draft at Dave and Buster's.
Get a top tight end.
Yes, with your first pick.
Not going to be crazy, but early.
Tucker Kraft going off the board early on August 1st in Tulsa at Dave and Buster's. Your first shot at being part of the draft comes this Friday. You can tune in to ESPN Wisconsin all throughout Friday to see how you can team up with your favorite ESPN Wisconsin host, or with Jesse. And if you're looking for hosts of a fantasy football draft for yourself.
It's kind of a low blow.
That was mean.
Dude, what well,
you're not very nice.
Everybody's so mean to you.
It's not mean. I knew you were going to take it that way. I don't play fantasy football, so no one's going to be matched up with me.
You don't have
so, hobbies. So someone's going to need to play with that's someone from our show, and it'll be you, not me.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
Great drop, he is Hunter. Well done. David Buster's will have you drafting like a champ, so make sure that you have your fantasy draft at Dave & Buster's. Book your fantasy draft today for special deals like free apps and 20% off food. Get started at dnbparty.com. That's dnbparty.com.
Looking pretty cloudy out there. Might rain, huh?
Sounds like maybe my observations about the weather had some measure of accuracy while they were being ridiculed in a
clouds.
Honda Civic while they were driving to the Bog.
Those cumulus clouds
more
really
from
look
the
like
Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
Jesse, the text messages are rolling in. We'll take a look at those to start the 10 o'clock hour. I want to get back to the tight end conversation because listening to you talk about how your coaches and your offense would talk about J. Mike at the peak of his powers, and he is. He is one of – he's on my list of what might have been guys, not just because of the injury, but I think we can all be honest that Aaron Rodgers was frequently frustrated with him, that he wasn't in the playbook to the degree that he wanted him to be. Mm-hmm. Didn't quite he had so much natural talent, but maybe did not have the same level of focus when it came to scheme and the playbook and everything else. So I always wonder what that might have looked like had he been as devoted to that part of the job and then stayed healthy, because he was a freak of nature as a player. Do you see that potential in what you have seen thus far from Luke Musgrave and or Tucker Kraft, our favorite South Dakotan?
I mean, I think they have athletically, no. I mean, Musgrave is an athletic guy, and I know last year everybody was salivating because he's catching some balls and
running really fast. Yeah.
I think he has a good skill set. I think he'll have potential to be a really good player. But when you start looking at, you know, this, what can we expect? I'm looking more like let's find somebody that can do all of it. J. Mike didn't want to block.
Like, no, he did not. No.
He was a freak getting out, and you line him up wide, and he's tall and athletic, and that I don't think you're going to replicate. I think Musgrave has that opportunity because he's a big, tall athlete. But it's more about can you do all of those little things and really put a ton of pressure on a defense, because the thing that happens, you get confused on who you can even match up with them. You don't have somebody that can – a really good tight end is really difficult to cover because he's in line. Do you try to shuck him and then have a linebacker run with him? Well, really good tight ends aren't going to let linebackers run with him. You bring a safety down, then all of a sudden that gives opens for all the other guys, Watson and everything else. So it's a real battle trying to figure that piece of it out. But I don't think – I think both guys can be really good players. It's a big year. You keep thinking, well, what did we see last year? Well, if they're the same thing, same as last year, no chance. I would expect both, and I know Tucker obviously popped the peck. You'd expect both to take that big jump, and now they know the game, and they're training for it. I would think if I'm going to pick, I would say Musgrave has that opportunity just because of his athletic capabilities.
So I was thinking we were going through their top wide receivers in terms of catches or top pass catchers from the 20 and 21 seasons, and seeing Robert Tonyan's name on that list as having the second most receptions during the 2020 season behind Devontae, we thought he was the next guy, right? We thought he was going to be their Kittle. He tears an ACL. He's never the same again. He's now on. Has he made it to every one of the NFC North teams, or does he still have to sign with the Vikings next year?
Well, I don't think anybody in the mix there. I don't know who was trying to tip Bob Tonyan was going to be George Kittle. Like, whoever told you that.
He was working out with George Kittle. He caught 52 passes. I mean, he had seven touchdown catches.
Did you say that at one point?
I can work out with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I said, we hope. Never once did I say he was. You can work out with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It ain't going to mean you're going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay? So just because you go work out with somebody doesn't mean.
Can we get Riley to do his Arnold Schwarzenegger
impersonation? Oh, get the chopper. I am the governor.
It shows you again how fast things happen in this league, because Bob Tonyan, we can't let him go, and then he gets injured. He had some really good moments in Green Bay, no question about it. Mm-hmm. But it is really difficult to sustain and have a long career. And if you don't believe me, we can go through a litany of guys that it's 2-3 years, and you have to determine how much you're going to pay them, and is it going to be worth it? So it's really difficult, and that's the fun part about this group. And why I believe Packer fans are so excited is because there's still this beautiful scaffolding of what is it called when you're sketching on a scaffold, like a blank canvas. It's still
what does a scaffolding have?
I like the visual.
So we're climbing?
You like doing your art up in the air?
No, I like the visual of what is the when you put it. And it's an easel. I'm sorry. I meant to say easel, not scaffolding. I didn't realize I got the word police here. But
I'm just trying to follow your analogy.
So I'm picturing it.
So I got a painter up. Is he doing the Sistine Chapel on a scaffolding?
Beep, beep.
I told you, Sistine Chapel, super overrated.
That's what I've heard.
Very overrated.
Nobody loves the Sistine Chapel more than you.
No, a lot of people do. The easel, you now have this canvas where you have the background, right? You have trees and stuff, but you don't know exactly.
Bob Ross.
He's going Bob Ross.
You don't know how exactly it's all going to, what the picture's even going to be.
Let's put a lake
But you
here.
Have the thing, and now who is going to be those cats that are going to emerge? You know, is there going to be a tiger running? I don't know what's going to come through the meadows, but we're hoping that we get a bunch of killer cats.
On a scaffolding. All right, we're getting ready for the shotgun start.
Killer cats.
I don't. And the meadows, the savannah, we're the out grassland.
Here we're at the bog. There's
if there's killer cats at the bog, this is going to get really interesting.
You were going Bob Ross, and he would surprise you with, like, a waterfall or, like, a bush.
I don't know animals. Bob Ross. I know Bob Moore.
You just described exactly what every Bob Ross episode is.
I don't know
The joy
Bob
of
Ross.
Painting?
How do I know who Bob Ross
you
is?
You would love
you
Bob
know
Ross.
Who Bob Ross is.
If...
The what joy of painting.
What if I told you that I don't have the first clue who Bob Ross is?
The guy with the big afro.
Yeah, I don't know Bob Ross, okay? Why don't you get off me already? I don't need to know Bob Ross. Maybe I'll study Bob Ross.
You just described exactly what he does. He's like the guy when it comes to easels.
He's got the canvas.
Painting.
Bob Moore, not Bob Ross. He's the quote guy. All right. We're getting ready for the shotgun start here, a 10 a.m. start. At the bog for the 2024 Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. And I saw one of our favorite partners, one of my favorite guys, David Gruber and Steven are here. They're playing in their foursome.
That team will be tough.
Gruber lofts is one call, that's all. Maybe a hole in one.
Steven's a stick.
One shot, that's all.
Oh.
Good one. Hopefully you never have to call them. Hopefully you never suffer a serious injury from an accident. But if you do, make the call. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666 or go to the website gruber-law.com to find out more about the firm, about their history, and about everything they do in the community. Gruber Law Offices, one call. That's all. The 10
Does everybody
hour.
Know who Bob Ross is?
Yeah.
What percentage of people?
Honestly, I'm so shocked that you, if you're not lying and you don't know who Bob Ross is.
Why on earth would I lie about that?
Or let me put it this way. If you are.
Sarah just sends me a picture of Bob Ross and you could have told me he was Ansel Adams.
Okay, then if I thought maybe you just didn't know who the guy, you didn't know his name.
No, I'm thinking
you'd
who's
seen
the dude?
The joy of painting.
Who's the dude that does the architecture? Frank Lloyd Wright. I know Frank Lloyd Wright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was an architect, not an artist.
Not in the same.
Ansel Adams was a pretty good line because that he was an artist.
Yes,
right?
Well,
so not lying because you're not a liar.
I don't know Bob Ross.
Okay,
he does golf courses.
No.
No, Bob Ross, there's a Ross that does golf courses,
yes, and
too.
There's the Randy Moss that played football, and then there's the Randy Moss who's like the TV announcer for, like, horse racing.
Hey, we booked Randy Moss. Oh, great. Can't wait to talk about Moon and the Packer fans.
I just found it hard to believe that you didn't
I liked
know.
The six horse at Saratoga.
The 10 o'clock hour of The Joy of Painting will begin in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.